We hit up the nearest Toys R Us on Black Friday, and it wasn't what we expected.
A salty Grinch is bringing us a new pickle treat tomorrow.
Utah unveils their new 2034 Olympics. I'm sorry, that's their 2034 Olympics logo.
And what do the Secret Lives of Mormon Wives chicks know about Fruity Pebbles that we don't?
It's right here, right now, tonight, on a brand new IFAF.
IFAF, Idaho Falls Local, Independent, Alternative Media, with Mike Nelson and Carly Morgan.
Welcome back and good evening, ungovernables, outliers, and independent thinkers.
Those who are voting for Lisa and those who are voting for Jeff.
Hit that like button, subscribe, rate, comment, follow, whatever you feel like doing to let the algorithm know that you're into Idaho Falls infotainment, opinion, bad jokes, and dad jokes. Mm-hmm. We apologize for everything we said last episode. In fact, we take it all back. And yeah, you better vote tomorrow.
Yeah, be a citizen. It's your like constitutional duty and stuff.
Yeah.
I said duty.
Do you think, should we change? I know I predicted Jeff at the onset.
Yeah, you know, I was kind of getting that impression at first too, but I feel like it's swinging the opposite way.
Do you feel that too?
I do. I really do.
Just from what I've seen.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, not trying to sway or put our thumb on the scale or just trying to...
I mean, if anything, we're kind of balancing the scales.
Right.
You know?
Right. I know. Okay. One time, my first time in Vegas, I went to play craps and I had no idea what I was doing.
Right.
So the guy next to me, a buddy I came with, mm-hmm. was like, okay, just do what I do. I'm like, okay, I can do that.
Right.
So I just did what he did and we were up, I don't know, $60.
Oh, nice.
So I got cocky.
Shocking.
Yeah. Story of my life. And like right at the last minute, I had some money on one bet, and I'm like, no, you know what? I'm going to change it up. Well, I didn't realize how fast the action was going.
Oh, uh-huh.
So I changed it up. A guy rolled, and then another guy pointed at me and said, nervous money, nervous money.
Okay.
First of all, dude, I was 21
yeah,
and a half.
Chill, man.
Second of all, everyone has the right to change their mind.
Yeah.
I had someone tell me once, and that's true, but there's also right. such a thing as, you know, integrity and keeping your word.
Sure, sure.
But when you're standing at a craps table in Vegas, who gives a shit?
Yeah, that's a weird thing to point out.
Some old guy who's superstitious, that's
yeah,
who.
Yeah, yeah.
But the lesson that taught me was, my takeaway from that was, yeah, people really do expect you to say something and stick with it.
Sure.
You yeah. know?
Yeah, I agree.
You make a decision, you stick with it.
Yeah, but I also think that people need to respect and understand that sometimes you're working on less data than you will be working on in the future.
Exactly.
You know, people get like, okay, I know for a fact that I've had people, you know, in my social circles say stuff like, well, weren't doctors once saying that red wine is actually good for you? You know? And then it's like, well, no, it has nothing to do with the actual wine. It's the lifestyle that people who can afford to drink red wine every night are living.
Okay.
You know?
Well,
stuff
yeah,
like that.
But like, butter was bad.
Right.
And then margarine was bad.
Right. Yeah, it's
seed
all
oils were good. Seed oils are bad. Beef tallow was bad. Mm-hmm. Beef tallow's good now, come to find out.
Right.
When's McDonald's going to start putting their fries back in that?
Oh, that was the good stuff.
My point, caller, is this. I've been seeing more of a favorable sway to Lisa than I have to Jeff.
I agree.
And that's just what I've been seeing just in my feed. And I feel like I'm pretty mm-hmm. evenly split between staunch conservative and MAGA loving and, you know, flaming liberals, hippies.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I feel like you tend to fall pretty center.
Yeah.
And overall, like we said before, with mayoral elections, there aren't really sides. You know, it's not like one's running Republican, one's running Democrat. They're both running for the same position and they're running on actual like principles rather than parties.
Maybe that's what I'm seeing is, yeah, just some fear mongering. Oh, they want to turn Idaho Falls into X.
Yeah, right.
Do they? Do they really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, by this time next week, we'll have a new mayor. So that'll be fun.
Isn't that wild? Mm-hmm. It's going to be weird. I feel like it's been Rebecca for forever. Mm-hmm. You know?
One thing, we just drank it, and I threw the can away. I'm so sorry. But one thing we're on this week is that Alani Winter Wonderland.
Oh, I know. So good. It's so good. And we've learned sort of a valuable lesson with Alani. Mm. Anytime there's a new limited edition flavor, you got to get it while the getting's good, because they sell out like stupid fast.
Stupid fast.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? Honestly, we need to hit up Shortstop.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Shortstop Market across from Melaleuca Field often has.
Yeah. They're just so good at ordering stuff.
The trendy stuff.
Yeah. And plus the other night when we were watching the newest season of Stranger Things, we totally shared those Snicker bars that you got from there that had the, it was a passion fruit and a strawberry one.
Yeah.
And they were so freaking good. The crazy thing was you could smell the fruit outside the chocolate. Oh, heaven.
Yeah, you unwrap it like
heaven.
Strawberry. And then it was the nougat that was strawberry, right?
No, yes. Uh-huh.
So,
it was.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so good.
Why doesn't Alani always label like what the flavor is?
Yes.
Winter Wonderland is not a flavor.
No. No, it's not. Well, in Witch's Brew, it was pretty evident by the art.
That's a caramel apple.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it even said somewhere on it, caramel apple. Mm. But no, Winter Wonderland just has like a snowman on it.
Yeah.
Like there's no indication of what flavor is in this.
Snowman flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you actually had to, you know, tune into your taste buds and like, what did you say it sort of tasted like?
It kind of reminded me of a cranberry Sprite.
Yeah, that's right. And I said like a pomegranate 7-Up.
Yeah.
You know, they do that at the holidays?
And now that you say that, I kind of wonder if they like combined the flavors a little.
Yeah.
Because like cranberry pomegranate does seem like a very wintry berry flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And it did definitely have like berry notes to it.
Mm.
You know?
Like a pomegranate Spriting Up.
There we go. Wow.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, pomegranate Sprite Up. I like that.
That's exactly what it tasted like.
You know what? They should do like a collab.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, even though they're direct competitors, but that'd be fun.
That would be fun.
You know what?
That you got Coke and Oreo doing it.
Yeah, yeah. Or that would even
Oreo and Reese's.
That'd be a really good like a mocktail or like a little hip sip slurp and burp type special, you know?
Yeah, like a dirty soda.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Take that with a little vanilla cream, maybe like a fresh mint leaf. That actually sounds so good.
Mountain Dew is coming out. Did you hear about this? They're coming out with a new soda flavor. It's going to, you know, take advantage of the dirty soda trend. Dirty Mountain Dew cream soda.
Oh, that sounds good.
Combines the classic citrus taste of Mountain Dew with cream soda.
Now, okay, but the tricky thing with citrus and cream is that citrus makes cream coagulate in a really gross way.
Yeah, but it's cream soda.
Yeah, right, right.
It's not like the the news source in a trust article with the interview with Bert Kreischer where they lied. They flat out lied and said the very definition of dirty soda, at least this was my interpretation of what I saw, is that it's soda with cream in it. No, it's not.
Yeah, not necessarily.
It's soda with flavor in it.
I mean, it's soda.
Sometimes it's cream.
It's mostly like just soda with a mix in.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like a Dr. Pucker is a dirty soda.
I remember, let's see, the first one in town, I want to say, was KJ's on St. Clair and Sunnyside.
Oh.
Where they had the soda. And then they had the little flavor shot.
Oh, yeah.
Weren't they the first ones? Correct me if I'm wrong.
I don't know if they were the first.
Idaho Falls.
Because, I mean, it's kind of been a thing for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But I do remember when I first saw one of those as a kid, and I was like, oh, this has so many new possibilities.
Mm-hmm. Dirty Mountain Dew cream soda.
That's so funny.
Just remember, kids, you can't un-Mountain Dew what's already been done.
Mountain done?
Mm-hmm.
Broke back.
Yeah. Whoa, that took a turn.
Yeah, right.
Damn. All right. What's already been broke back mountain done and pomegranate Spriting Up. We're on a roll.
Right?
Mike and Carly, Idea Factory.
Yeah, at this point, we just need to be like brought into a company as like consultants. We'll just sit in a room with a ping pong table all day and just like lob ideas back and forth to each other.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it'll also be a lot of me saying, damn it, because I keep dropping the ping pong ball because I'm not like coordinated enough for sports with balls for some reason. I just can't do it.
I'm not sports ball-y either.
It's all right.
Okay. So I had quite the rant about Christmas music.
You did.
And
rightfully so.
You know, I have to watch it on those rants, Carl, because what's like my second favorite expression ever? It's like, be careful when fighting monsters that you do not become one yourself, right?
Sure.
We can all feel like sometimes we're fighting the good fight, and then but we kind of go overboard
right. A little bit.
Anyway, I'm having lunch with the Rock guys this week or next week. The ball's in their court.
Mm-hmm.
They decide, like I talked about. Oh, quick plug for the Thanksgiving episode.
Yes.
That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little live little thing we did on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah. We're trying to follow the same pattern as last year where we do it on basically Halloween, Thanksgiving Day, Christmas Eve, and New Year's Eve. Not Christmas Day. We're not doing that.
Yeah, no. You do that.
Yeah, no. We have way too much to do on that day. We got like people to visit, places to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. I went off for 7 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and you'll notice that the episode is about 7 minutes long. So I made sure to give you, you know, to pay my penance, give you the full episode that we were going to give you.
Right. Plus the extra 7 minutes.
Plus that little bonus there.
Yeah.
No, but we were probably both just doing a bit, weren't we?
I mean, that was kind of my impression of it.
We were just doing a bit.
Yeah.
Sometime. Yeah.
Well, and also, I can't really imagine people having real palpable beef over who's the better Christmas music guy.
Yeah, no, I doubt it. Yeah. I mean, because of course I am.
I mean, I'm just saying, it's not like you guys would get into a fight in a dark alley over it.
Right. No.
You know?
Right. No.
Yeah.
We would stuff a stocking full of coal and beat each other senseless.
Oh, sure. But that's different. That's festive.
But yeah. With some jingle bells.
Right, right.
So it makes a black cloud of smoke and a nice jingle.
Yeah. Ooh, people are going to think Krampus is coming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you heard in the Thanksgiving episode how into Christmas music I am.
Yes. And also, that's something I've just known about you for a whole hot minute.
Yeah.
You know, you really are kind of a Christmas music guy.
Well, and like to the point of being on the spectrum, really. Let's face it. That's not normal.
I mean, it definitely is a little hyperfixation of yours.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to give them a chance. So I tuned in and listened,
mm-hmm.
and I heard a few decent songs.
Yeah.
And then I heard Judy Garland, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. And can we talk about that for just a minute?
Sure.
Okay. That's actually the first person to have ever sung the song,
mm-hmm.
in the 1944 movie Meet Me in St. Louis. A little context. Christmas music had really sort of just begun. Sure, there were the traditional carols already, Deck the Halls, Joy to the mm-hmm. World, that kind of stuff. But Bing Crosby, mm-hmm. I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Came out in 1942.
Mm-hmm.
2 years earlier.
Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, I know we've talked about this on the show, but that song is not from a Christmas movie.
Oh, yeah, no. Song. It's from
Holiday Inn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which, when Mike told me about this and told me that's where the song came from, he could not convince me it was not a Christmas movie until I watched it and I was like, Mike, you're right. You're absolutely right. That is not a Christmas movie.
I'm sorry, what?
You're right.
So here's Judy Garland singing, like, I don't know, the family's breaking up or something. Honestly, I've never seen the movie. I might someday.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we've got the perfect season coming up.
But it's a sad, pivotal moment in this film where she sings some really sad lyrics to the song that you may not have heard before,
mm-hmm.
unless you're listening to this other station because they're playing it, and I'll tell you why that's wrong here in just a minute. Maybe you'll be able to figure it out on your own. So some of the lyrics are, in the original
mm-hmm.
song from the movie, "Have yourself a merry little Christmas. It may be your last. Next year, we may all be living in the past."
Okay.
What?
It's a little bit of a bummer.
Faithful friends who are dear to us will be near to us no more. Let's keep going. At least we'll all be together. If the Lord allows, from now on, we'll have to muddle through somehow.
Mm-hmm.
That's depressing AF.
Yeah.
That's wrist-slitting good. Boy, well, you don't need any seasonal depression when you have that song and those lyrics, do you?
Yeah. Well, and I was going to say, it's a well-known fact that there is a certain trend in, you know, death. Caused by people's own hand around the holidays due to depression, and I almost feel
be an adult and say unalived, Carly.
Stop. I know, but yeah, considering that, I feel like maybe not playing that song might be sort of a public service.
And you might be thinking, well, how did the lyrics change? Ladies and gentlemen, Frank Sinatra, maybe you've heard of him.
My boy Frankie
covered the song in 1948, so a few years later. And then he covered it again in 1957 when he was putting together what I believe to be, if you only had one Christmas album to listen to for the rest of your life, it might even be a desert island album for me personally, A Jolly Christmas with Frank Sinatra.
That is a great album.
He goes to the writer of the original song and says, hey, the name of my album is A Jolly Christmas. Do you think you could jolly it up a little for me? And so...
I love it.
The original writer, Martin somebody, they changed it to Hang a Shining Star Upon the Highest Bough.
Yeah.
Not Muddle Through Somehow. That's the version we all know.
Right.
And so when you're sitting around going, what Christmas song should we play? Sleigh Ride? Yes. The Grinch? Hell yeah.
Gotta do that.
Have yourself a... Oh, of course. And then you just keep going. It's the version that matters.
Right.
Now let's just take a look objectively at Judy Garland, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. And you ought to keep in mind that there's only a couple hundred Christmas songs that are worth playing anyway.
Yeah.
So let's go take a look at the mainstream adult contemporary media-based chart, where there's like 75 stations on the panel playing Christmas music across the country in the top 100 or 200 rated markets.
Right.
Okay. And you'll see that number one, Andy Williams' Most Wonderful Time of the Year, year-to-date is at about 7,000 spins.
Oh, wow.
Judy Garland, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, is number 211 with 500 spins. So why would you play if the goal in radio isn't to be Jack Black and High Fidelity at the back of the record store making fun of you for your mainstream musical choices? If the goal of mainstream radio is broadcasting, casting a broad net, play the hits. Sound familiar? That's been a theme on this show. Give the people what they want. Talk about the stuff that's popular.
Yeah.
We play the hits. That's how we managed to get 2 million views on an Instagram reel in the last 2 weeks. Go look. We've pinned it at the top.
We're pretty proud.
Am I done? Am I off my soapbox now? I think I am.
You know, and honestly, I and think I you've said got a all very that good point.
Without insulting anybody, right?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure.
No, I think you were good.
Okay.
No, if anything, I think you asked some very pointed rhetorical questions.
Okay.
But no, I think that that was all very fair and valid. And frankly, I think that it it does help sort of speak to your Christmas musical prowess.
I'm not saying I'm better. I'm just saying I'm damn good.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. And I don't make things worse by guessing. All right.
Now, that being said, can I just say,
yes.
I really wish that a song that was in the, and I think it has to do with the fact that it's not even in the library for it. If it is, then both y'all are messing up here, okay? But I really like the Baby It's Cold Outside by Zooey Deschanel, where she sings the traditionally male part.
Yes.
It's so fun. It's so playful. And I feel like it's a good way to sort of get people off your back about that song. You know?
Yes, right. Is that the last one on the soundtrack for the movie Elf? Or is that in Zoe's
No, I think that's in her band. No, I think that's from She and Him she from and their him. Christmas album.
Okay, because at the end of the Elf soundtrack, she sings it with Leon Redbone.
Yes, right.
Famous
right.
jazz singer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's so good.
Okay.
And it's so fun. And also,
let's listen to it after the show.
And also, I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to get on my little Christmas music soapbox here.
Go off, queen.
And I'm going to say, first of all, that's one of my favorite Christmas songs. I think it's really fun and cute. I like that it's a duet. Okay. Mm. And also, the whole point of the song is that they're being cheeky. They're being funny and sarcastic with each other. And they're being like, oh, right. no, do you think I can claim that it's just too cold to go outside and stay over without it being scandalous?
It's not the Christmas grape song.
Right.
It's a woman using plausible deniability to get away with being cheeky in a patriarchal society in the 1950s.
Exactly.
You idiots.
Exactly. All so right. just saying, really.
We all know that now.
It's actually very feminist.
It is. Hey, listen, I would do it, but my mother would start to worry.
Yeah.
My father's going to be pacing the floor. My maiden aunt's mind is vicious.
Right, right.
I'd do it, but it's society.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, and also, I think that it's more that she's just playing hard to get.
Well, yeah, and say what's in this drink isn't, it's not GHB.
Yeah,
it's not like, you know, chemicals. It's that's what people used to say. They're at a party.
Mm-hmm.
The alcohol is flowing.
Yeah.
They make an inappropriate joke. They're being cheeky. And they go, oh, blame it on the alcohol.
Right, right.
Way before Jamie Foxx was a twinkle in daddy's eye.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Okay. Right. Oh, are you drinking that hotel tea?
Oh, why, yes, I am. Would you like to try some?
Yeah. Can we, do you want to talk about this while I have
a sip? Yeah, yeah. So while we were at Grand America, we went to the little sundry shop down there because they always have good little snackies and we wanted some Topo Chico and stuff like that. And because I'm a tea fiend, I noticed the tea that was sitting on the counter, and it's a dandelion chai herbal tea. So it's Mormon approved. It's got no caffeine in it.
Herbal. It's herbal tea.
Yeah. So it had some really interesting notes to it because it basically says that it's dandelion root, cinnamon, rose petals, coconut flakes, you know, kind of that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on the actual inner package for the sachet, it actually does say pink rose petals. I love that they specify. I think that's hilarious.
Right.
And I loved the instructions.
Thank you.
Because it says, bring filtered water to a rolling boil, steep 5 minutes. Imagine for a moment that you're a dandelion. You know, it's just cute and dorky. Well, and also I love that they have to specify that it's filtered water.
Yes.
Like, you can't do no tap with this shit.
Right. Well, sounds like a spa.
Yeah. But anyway, this is really nice tea, though.
It was pleasant.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I like... So, I've been really fascinated by dandelions as an edible plant lately. And I've heard of something called dandelion candy that I totally meant to make during the summer, and then I totally didn't do because I totally suck.
How do you totally make it?
Basically, you boil a bunch of dandelions and then take that and you mix it with a bunch of sugar, I think. I don't know. I didn't actually look that far into the recipe. But you know, I mean, like hard candies and stuff, it's a thing.
But it's on your radar, just like Monster Fiction.
Something I saw on the internet.
We'll move on to that in a minute, but we're still kind of on Christmas because Kevin, our man in Manhattan, got back to us. He lived in Iceland for a time.
Yes.
You heard about the Yule Cat.
I mean, yeah.
Last episode.
Another wonderful internet thing.
The Yola Katarin. I guess Kevin says, there's a scary one and a cute one. Or it's depicted a couple of different ways.
I love that.
as scary and as cute, which sort of resembles a cat.
Well, and it makes sense, too, because it kind of depends on what, like, whether or not you're on his good side or his bad side, you know?
Right.
Like, have you gotten new clothes or not?
And we'll get there. If you heard last episode, you kind of know where we're going with this.
Yeah.
But Carly, I had no idea. He told me about the 13 lads.
Oh.
The Yule lads.
Uh-huh.
13 merry but mischievous brothers.
Okay, actually, so, that does sound familiar.
You know how Grimm's fairy tales used to be, like, brutal?
Oh, yeah. When I was like a young teenager, I went out to Barnes & Noble and got a really fancy copy of Grimm's fairy tales and started reading through them one by one because I had heard that. And they're all super f***ed up.
Yeah. Like Cinderella's sisters shaving, literally taking a knife to whittle their feet down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Well, and like Snow White and Rose Red, too. Different than the normal Snow White.
Okay.
And also super messed up.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right. So I guess the Yule Lads were initially portrayed as gigantic lumbering trolls.
Oh, interesting.
But now they're, you know, kind of cute.
Okay.
They take turns visiting children on the 13 nights leading up to Christmas Day.
All right.
On each of these nights, youngsters place their shoes on a windowsill in hopes of finding a treat the following morning.
Okay. So kind of like the stocking thing.
Good boys and girls wake up to find a little treat.
Mm-hmm.
And bad boys and girls get a rotting potato.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
What a great thing to do with your potatoes, too. Just, you know, torment your children.
Why don't we do this in Idaho again?
I know, right? That's a good point.
Anyway, their family pet is the Yule Catarin.
Oh, funny.
The Yule Cat.
Oh, yeah. I love that. Also, I love that these 13 dudes are all just like hanging out with their cat.
And mom, Grilla, who's an ogre.
Oh, wow.
Said to descend from her mountain home on Christmas in search of poorly behaved children to stuff into a sack.
Okay. Wow.
Okay, so it really is. It's the same everywhere, it sounds like. Santa Claus is just God for adults.
Yeah.
Did I say that out loud? No.
Do you mean God for children?
Yes.
Yeah, because I think God for adults is God.
That's all right.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. And there's a unverifiable punishment if you're not good.
Right.
And then and promise of rewards if you are good. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? Oh, Kevin also met Santa. Here's Santa. See this guy?
Oh, I love that.
Talk about fully committed, this guy.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, I love the license plate, too. And the thing with that is that's 365, baby.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's not just Christmas time.
Yeah.
But also with a beard like that, that's not something you're growing overnight. So
And
he's committed to the bit.
And this dude looks like he went gray young.
Oh, yeah,
like,
right.
I mean, he doesn't look older than 45.
Right.
There's a couple dudes in town
he looks pretty young.
Shock white hair at age 40. I know one guy.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of license plates, we talked about banned license plates last episode. License plates the Idaho DMV wouldn't let through.
Because someone doesn't have a sense of humor.
It's hilarious. But then this got through.
Right.
We'll spell it out for you if you're just listening. B-U-T-S-T-F-F.
Now, here's the thing with that, though.
But stuff.
If you have that license plate, you have...
You better just be
like
ready.
Just like St. Nick, you have to commit to the bit. You know, or else that's just false advertising, kids, and that's messed up.
It's no different than putting another hobby on your life, like fishing.
Yeah, yeah, right. Definitely just a hobby.
Yeah, just recreational.
Well, I mean,
maybe it is a job. Wait a minute.
Proctologist?
Maybe it's a, yeah.
Okay, all right.
That would be a hilarious proctologist.
That would be very funny. Yeah.
Otherwise, you a freak.
Right.
You go to Diddy Freak-Offs?
Yeah. Yeah.
You have baby oil?
Maybe if they were like a pants designer.
Yeah, all right.
Actually, that'd be a funny name for a line of pants. Mm-hmm. Hey, here's some butt stuff.
There you go.
You know, or like a toilet paper manufacturer.
Mm-hmm.
All right. There are a few jobs where this is fine.
She got the like, butt stuff jeans and the boots with the fur.
Butt stuff TM.
So while we're on the subject of license plates, we are going to talk about our Utah trip coming up in the next half. I want to just show you this. So jealous. It's a Utah plate with the word potato.
Now, that being said,
oh, man,
I have to assume that you can still get the Idaho version unless someone else already got it.
Certainly.
Which I have to assume they have.
Certainly somebody has in 2 million people, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, it kind of makes you wonder, though, why this Utahn decided to get one that said potato.
Yeah.
Maybe they're originally from Idaho. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hmm. Interesting, though.
So I didn't realize this, but I was going through my camera roll, and I guess it scares me and I love how you can now search your iPhone camera roll.
Oh, that is so handy,
though. You type in license plates.
Yeah.
And I've noticed that I've taken a few photos over the years. What fascinates me are the really minimalistic license plates.
Yeah, I always wonder how those happen.
Right? Like, did you, like, get it off your dad's Model T?
Yeah, right, your right.
Great grandpa's, you know?
Which I have heard people doing.
Yeah. So here is, I thought it was an 8B license plate. We all know that's Bonneville County. Mm-hmm. Under 100, it's 8B98.
Wow.
Now, I thought that was impressive.
Totally.
Until I saw this a couple of weeks ago, 8B36, baby.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I just want to see like 8B1.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And I want to say.
Someone's got to have that.
I want to say I've seen like a, was it a 1T? Was it a Teton County or something?
Yeah.
And it was one, but for whatever reason, I didn't save it. But here's 1B12.
I mean, that's pretty good, too.
So this is, the 12th plate issued in Bannock County. Is that what we're to believe?
Yeah.
Or did they, like, recycle it at some point? How exactly, Carly? How did they get this? I want to know.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe someone at the, like, DMV can slide into our DMs and tell us about it, you know?
Slide into our DMVs.
Yeah.
Tell us how we can get some butt stuff. No. Tell us how we get 8B1.
Yeah, right?
Right? That's the goal.
Yeah, I agree.
We're dedicated to having fun here on IFAF, just like we're dedicated to serving you when it's time to sell your home. Mike Helps Idaho. And when it's time to make your move, we can help you too.
We know Idaho Falls, and we know the current real estate market. We'll guide you through the process with ease and confidence. And we're backed and brokered by Keller Williams Realty East Idaho.
When it's time to sell your home, make your move with Mike Helps Idaho. Lincoln Post.
Do you love living sustainably? Then go thrifting for fall fashions at Elsie's Closet Upscale Resale, Idaho Falls' only thrift store just for women.
Right now, save on sweaters, blouses, and dresses, boots, bags, and jewelry, plus the super popular Pretty Little Slimes by Elsie's Closet.
Unique, chic, and carefully curated. Elsie's Closet. Look for the pink sign downtown on A Street. It's not just a stop at the thrift, it's a whole vibe.
Do you want to feed your family locally raised beef? Right now, Virgin River Land and Cattle Company is offering 25-pound ground beef bundles to grill for your family.
You can have your very own farm-to-table experience. Find Virgin River Land and Cattle Company on Facebook. New customers use promo code IFAF to save 15% on your first purchase.
And Virgin River donates $500 to the Snake River Animal Shelter for every Spud Kings home game hat trick. Who would you rather rely on for your Idaho Falls fiber internet service? An out-of-state company or the best local choice, QuickNet?
Right now, get QuickNet's Crazy Fast 250 service for $37 a month or their Crazy Fast Gig service for $49 a month.
Unlimited data, no setup fee, no term contract, net neutrality, and hometown-friendly support. For Idaho Falls Fiber, choose QuickNet. New customers use code IFAF to save 15% on your first 3 months.
Do you love Idaho Falls as much as we do? Show it with a unique homegrown hometown tee from Teton T-shirts.
Including these cool vintage versions of the Civic Auditorium, the West Bank, and the Water Tower, our famous potato sack design, and the classic iHeart IFT. Check out TetonT-Shirts.com. These exclusive designs aren't available in gift shops.
Head to TetonT-Shirts.com. Lincoln Post. Created in Idaho Falls for Idaho Falls.
Idaho Falls.
What about it?
Has the cool cats.
Yeah. Round. Idaho's talk show, IFAF.
Do you want an actual tea for that?
Oh, no. That was my imaginary martini.
Ah, love it. Love it. That does sound like a very, like, martini lounge type of song.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay, welcome back. And over the weekend, Between the Covers opened up. That's the romance-only bookstore in Rigby.
Mm-hmm.
With the hilarious name.
Yes. Yeah, I do love the name. I think it's so smart, so cute.
We hear their opening went well, And Carly, you sent me this hilarious video because you introduced sort of the topic of, let's just call it monster fiction.
Yes, right.
For the keywords.
Yeah, right.
Monster flicking.
Monster loving.
Only when the kerning is wrong on the F-L-I.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, monster loving. Monster lovin'. Smut.
Yeah, monster smut. Yep.
Monster loving had me a... Here's the video.
That was probably at the very end, though.
Right, yeah.
Oh. What's your type?
Oh. My type?
Yeah, like, what do you look for in a person?
My type? I guess someone who's nice and tall.
Nice and tall, is that it?
No, of course not. I want someone who... has a good sense of humor.
Who's Venom.
Smart.
Sauron.
And conventionally attractive. And
oh, who's that dude?
Socially acceptable.
Socially acceptable?
Predator.
Yep, I just want a normal, regular person who's normal.
Shape of Water.
Regular. Mm-hmm.
And all right, so you get it. Because I really was wondering, Carly, is this a thing?
It's a thing.
It's a thing.
Frankly, if Guillermo del Toro has made two movies about it, I think it's a thing.
Wait, did this dude in Pan's... Did the Doug Jones guy in Pan's Labyrinth...
Thankfully, no. No, but the new Frankenstein, apparently...
Oh, right. Oh,
kind of falls into that same category. I know we still haven't seen it because we suck.
Carly's been bugging me. We sort of missed our window with Halloween, but...
I know.
And now we got Stranger Things to go watch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we can't wait for the show to be over.
Right.
So we can go do that.
That's true.
But... Okay, right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think was the new Frankenstein in there?
Yeah, I think he was the first one.
And who's this influencer, creator person?
This is Stanzi Potenza. She's one of my personal favorites.
I've seen her before.
I think she's so stinking funny. I really like her hell skits. I think those are really funny.
Okay.
It's always like some disgruntled soul going to Satan and asking why they're in hell.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really cute.
Oh, sort of like Brian Koberger complaining about, no kidding, what did we hear this week?
Yeah, complaining about bananas? Being bullied in prison and stuff.
In prison?
What about bananas?
This past week, it was about the bananas, the quality of the bananas.
Oh.
I think I heard.
Poor Brian.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you can't get good bananas. That's so sad.
Womp, womp.
Man.
Womp, rat.
Jeez. Yeah, he can go to hell.
Yeah, he sure can.
So Stanzi put him in his place.
So, between the covers, really, they were so nice. We shared our video about them on Instagram, and they decided to collab and stuff. By the way, if we ever tag you, we're not going to get mad if you don't.
Yeah, no.
We don't care, but it's there if you want it.
Right.
Okay. And what's weird is, I mean, we used to have this much clout. I'm holding up a big old goose egg.
Yeah.
And now we have this much clout.
We've got a teeny tiny bit.
We have a quarter clout.
But it's mostly just from, like, the friends that we've met along the way.
That's right. That's what it's really about.
Yeah.
Anyway, between the covers and Studio Verto, the Pole Fitness Studio.
Yes.
Call it the Pole Dancing Studio.
Which, by the way, I will say, with New Year's around the corner, if you are going to join a gym, that I think would be the one to join because it's a hell of a workout and it's really fun.
And you learn a skill too.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's harder than it looks.
It's so much harder than it looks.
As I found out.
Yeah.
I hung out in the back of the private tutoring lesson.
Yeah, I think you tried it exactly once, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, Carly made the observation that...
I think it's really interesting that these very romance-oriented businesses are opening up in Rigby specifically. I just would assume that the population there happens to be particularly horny, you know? Now, and also when I was in high school, the rumor was that it was generally the Rigby students who were, you know, becoming teen parents.
Yeah. So did you ever hear the 1J Easy Lay? Did you ever hear that?
I did hear that saying before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just saying.
You know, maybe that's why they're such bad drivers. You know, they're so focused on other things.
Right. They're too horned up.
Yeah.
To drive properly.
I get it.
Well, I know that if what they say is true about the big trucks compensating for the lack of something, that's definitely on the minds of a number of gentlemen from Rigby.
Yeah. I could see how that frustration could come out on the road. Yeah. Anyway, we're just teasing, but, you just know, teasing. Honestly, I'm glad that Rigby's getting their needs met.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good for them. Good for her.
It sounds like South Central Idaho, you know, the place we never talk about unless it's Jonathan Cox jumping off the Breen Bridge.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And doing the base jumping records.
Mm-hmm.
HIV and AIDS cases rising sharply there.
Right.
Don't go to Twin Falls and get your bone on.
Kind of like the anti-horny.
Don't get between the covers. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Now, any idea why that is?
Tripling last year's numbers.
Wow.
According to health officials. When I saw the article, and I didn't read it, like I just read the headlines. But that's what opinion shows do. If you want the hard facts and stats, this ain't it. Usually. Right. Unless we're talking about Christmas music and chart positions and why you would or would not play something. You see, every single song has to audition for its place on the radio station, not just in the library, but also what rotation it goes into. Is it in power rotation every, I don't know, 7 hours?
Right.
Or are you going to hear it every 2.5 days?
Mm-hmm.
You know? But what's the pill, right, if you have the AIDS now?
Oh, right.
You take the pill, and then it...
It makes it so that you're less likely to transmit it to a sexual partner.
Yeah, or at all.
Yeah, it drops your percentage down to like 1%.
Or less.
Yeah.
Like less than a percent.
Right.
So effectively, you're not even, it's not even a communicable disease at that point.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so I wonder if people thought, oh, I just take a pill now.
Right. Maybe people are more blasé.
Right. So now you're still getting this thing that you have to take a pill every day for the rest of your life for.
Right. Which can still be a burden.
Yeah.
At the very least. You know, I also sort of wonder, there's sort of that saying in rural areas that generally there's only two things to do when there's nothing to do, and that's drugs and sex. You know,
I mean, the two things that precede the lyric "Living with Louie's dogs, the only way to stay sane" in the late 90s classic by Sublime, "What I Got."
Yeah, right. So basically,
f-ing and fighting,
right. Those are the two main ways that HIV and AIDS are transmitted. Maybe the real answer there is just boredom.
Yeah.
You know, maybe more people need to go base jumping. Maybe, you know what? That's how we fight AIDS. We just get some better hobbies.
Fight AIDS, jump off a bridge.
Yes.
With a parachute, of course.
Yeah. No, like not saying anything other than that.
Right.
But yeah.
Right. Well, since we're still talking about sex, did you hear about the secret lives of Mormon wives? And by the way, I guess season 3 is out.
Oh my gosh, really?
Well, I'm so behind. Oh no. Like I just halfway through season 2, I'm like, okay, this is just trash TV with a local twist.
It's just so
I'm not doing it anymore.
It's hard to watch.
Well, don't you do a podcast about the Mormon corridor? Well, yeah. So you got to know this. Nah, I don't.
Well, and also, I don't think that they're really a good representation of, like, normal Mormons.
No.
They're just not.
No.
You know? Some, definitely a subsect of Mormons are like them. But I don't think that it's, like, the average Joe.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
So, this is why you don't trust your friends, I guess, or your frenemies. Okay, Jesse Nadikara, revealed the truth about Fruity Pebbles on her Instagram stories amid a feud with Demi Engelman. She's married to Brett, right?
Okay.
Who's a little bit older than her. There's an age gap there, I know.
Okay.
You may remember in season 1, Demi revealed that there was a sex act between her and her husband where the taste was something like Fruity Pebbles.
Okay.
So the mind wanders a little bit to, I don't know, flavored lube. I don't know.
Yeah, something like that. That, I mean, that's the most plausible.
Right.
I would think.
Yeah. You know? I'm not a sex therapist.
Yeah. Or maybe like one of those.
I'm sex positive. I'm not HIV positive like half of the South Central. I'm kidding.
Jeez.
Too soon? Now I has the sad. I gave myself the sad.
You deserved it this time.
You were saying?
Yeah. Or I know that there are like edible undies.
There you go.
You know?
But you guys, but I'm loving this Demi crash out era right now. Since she wants to be petty and be an asshole, I think I'm just going to go ahead and say that Grandpa Brett likes to drink her piss like it's dirty soda, and he gulps it down like water, and that's what Fruity Pebbles is.
So apparently it's piss.
What?
Yeah. Brett had Demi tinkle on him.
Allegedly.
And, why?
And he remarked about the flavor.
How? It's from all the dirty soda. That's got to be it, right?
That's got to be it.
I mean, like, how?
Hey, Bert Kreischer, there's your dirty soda, buddy. Right. Oh, my
God. Emphasis on the dirty. But, yeah, I don't really get how that happens.
Well, okay, I do know this. Not about taste, but about smell. Mm-hmm. Like, certain things, like, when you have a lot of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that can really influence.
Well, I mean, like, everyone knows about asparagus pee.
Asparagus?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I recognize that by eating and drinking certain things, it can, you know, manifest in your bowel and urinary movements.
Well, and I had a lesbian confirm that for me once. It was some sort of bar conversation. The room was really loud. They were joking about other things. And she said, it really is true. You are what you eat. I mean, when you go down
oral sex kind of
town,
way.
Okay. Yeah, you can sometimes determine. Okay. Like the whole pineapple thing, right?
Right. I mean, that's definitely something I've heard of. And things
taste different.
Yeah. Right. Right. Okay. So, but I mean, also to the point where it tastes like Fruity Pebbles, I doubt it.
Yeah, if that's the case, I'm thinking, first of all, where's Wilford Brimley?
Diabetes.
Get checked for diabetes.
Actually, that's a good point. Because, like, I know that if you are experiencing a diabetic episode, there's more sugar in your urine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Girl, go get checked.
Yikes.
Yeah, that's scary. Although, you know what? There's also the diabetes. Like, okay, I know that, like, I think it's Ozempic. I could be wrong. But there are certain medications that people with diabetes take to help manage it. And also people take them to help lose weight.
Yeah.
So I wonder if maybe she's taken some of that and that's what's manifesting it. I don't know. That's weird.
I don't know.
I'm not a doctor. I'm just speculating.
All I know, this is really kind of gross. You know, a lot of cats, it seems like an inordinate amount of cats die from renal failure, kidney failure, where the kidneys are no longer able to process eliminate the sugar from the bloodstream or something. I don't know.
Yeah, basically it can't clean the blood anymore. Yeah.
Right. And so one time, like a year before I discovered that my cat was going into renal failure, my cat's favorite place to sit was an arm of a couch, of a leather couch.
Mm-hmm.
And one time I sat there and, I don't know, put my arm down and stared at my phone. And then when I went to get up, my elbow was kind of sticky.
Ew.
Well, his little cat butt was kind of sticky because his kidneys weren't filtering out the...
Weren't getting the sugar out the way that they should have. Yeah.
Yeah. Gross. Terrible. And you feel, but seriously, like, okay, Demi, do you have health problems? Get checked, honey, is all we're saying.
Yeah. Be careful out there.
Okay.
But yeah. That's sad. And I will say too, about the cat thing.
Uh-huh.
I've had a lot of cats to the point where you could classify me as a cat lady.
Mm-hmm.
And the only one that I know died of renal failure was just one.
Okay, well, I had two. Yeah. The only two I've ever owned.
Yeah. I've owned double digits worth of cats, and that's all I'm going to say about that.
Maybe I'm projecting.
Yeah.
Okay. Here comes the worst segue ever. Speaking of sugar.
No.
I saw this outside Al's Sporting Goods on Black Friday. There's a donut truck, a food truck for mini donuts called Glazed and Confused.
Again, another great, like, Bob's Burgers name. I love it. It's so cute.
You people. What do you mean, you people? You know who you are. They're just fantastic. Just a quick shout out, and we hope to be seeing you more.
Absolutely.
And your IFAF this week, Chris Pie 5, 21 Finger Gun Salute,
pew, pew,
and Chef's Kiss.
To you for being so dang punny.
All right, so that was Black Friday in Idaho Falls. We actually, let's get into this. We actually went to Salt Lake City for Black Friday.
We sure did.
Because I had this dream of being in a Toys R Us for the first time in 7 years or whatever it's been.
So long.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was, you know what? It was so funny because it felt kind of like a Go Calendars to me.
Mm. Yeah. It was anticlimactic. I will tell you, we went to Station Park Mall, which is the closest. Okay. Like we mentioned, Toys R Us now has a few flagship stores, meaning permanent stores, and then a few seasonal stores, kind of like Spirit Halloween or Spirit Christmas, which they're doing on, in some markets.
I'm so excited about that.
Back East. It'll take a while to get here.
That'll be cool.
It seems to me.
Right.
But Station Park, that's the one across the street, across I-15 from Lagoon. It's like it's a considerable ways across the large 8-lane highway. But we got there and there was no line. We walked right in and the store was kind of empty. Mm-hmm. And that's, I want to say, kids, why they went out of business, damn it.
Right.
Can we all please go to Toys R Us?
Yes, please. Now, the crazy thing is when we rolled up, the entire parking lot was full, brim to brim. I remember looking across the highway down on the, like down onto the vista, and it was like a sparkling ocean of cars.
Yes.
There were so many. Thankfully, we were able to actually get in and out pretty easily. They handled it well.
An hour and 10 minutes, and we went to like four stores.
Yeah. And I tried on so many dresses.
You did. You got some lovely stuff that I'm sure you'll be showing off on the show.
I'm very excited.
Soon. Other stores had lines, notably the Lego store.
Yeah.
And Bed Bath and Body Works.
Well, okay. I wonder if... Okay, first off, do you mean Bath and Body Works?
Bed Bath and Bullshit. Whatever they're
These
called.
These are two. Bath and Body Works makes a lot of sense because do you know how many people end up receiving things like nice lotions, candles, body sprays and stuff like that for Christmas?
Fruity, pebbled, flavored lube.
Yeah, it's just like one of those stores where everyone has at least one thing in it that they like.
Okay.
You know, also, I've been hearing these rumors about a Bath and Body Works pickle body mist that I need to get. It's apparently like limited edition, members only, only
Crazy.
Online, but it's like a pickle ornament body mist. Mm. And I'd seen just one ad for it. And I was like, okay, this is probably AI. And then I started seeing a whole bunch of other things and videos popping up. And I was like, oh, is this real?
That's crazy.
I know. So I need to find a way to get my hands on it.
And while we're taking departures, we also went into Lush.
Yes.
And my favorite store, It's Sugar.
Mm-hmm.
It's got like bulk gummies.
Right.
Pineapple ones, peach ones that juiced in your mouth.
Oh, they were so good.
Cola ones.
I ate the entire bag that night.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were so good. Those pineapple ones too were just delicious.
So good.
They were great.
Unbelievable. Literally a kid in a candy store.
Oh, also, can I talk about one of my Lush buys?
Yeah.
So Lush, Lush did a collab with Wicked, and this is, so they do these little bubble wands so that you can sit in your bath, dip this in your water, and blow bubbles. Is that not so cute? And it's a little Glindar. And it smells so good.
Oh, it smells fantastic.
I know. I love their scents. They're just amazing. But yeah, that was one of my favorite things I bought. I thought it was so cute.
So back to your statement about Toys R Us, it was kind of sad because like, they're sort of fleshing out their inventory and hedging their bets, it looks like, with a bunch of boring not toy stuff.
Yeah, like almost a third of the store was just calendars, which I thought was really weird.
Weird.
You know? And like, to me, with Toys R Us, it's all about the nostalgia factor.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the things that I really remember were like the bike section, the video game counter, the Barbie aisle. the Barbie aisle was iconic. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just pink from tail to tail. It was the best thing ever. You, like, they had the accessories and all of the little, like, Kelly dolls and stuff, like, everything you could want. And this one, it was, like, you know, one small section, which is nuts to me, because Barbies will never not be amazing.
Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see if Toys R Us will come back to life or mm-hmm. not. We are hearing that Gen Zers are discovering this cool new place called the Mall.
Right. Where
you can actually socialize in person and not just on your phone.
Shocking. Yeah.
So, who knows? So, yeah, we do our annual December trip.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the Grand America. Had the brunch at the Laurel Brasserie.
Oh my gosh. And their macarons, they're so good. Now, something interesting this year, they had different flavored macarons in the brunch than they had at the counter.
Yeah.
Yeah. They had a pumpkin one and a raspberry one, and they were pink and orange, which I'm saying can totally be Christmas colors.
And look, you don't have to stay there to do this. Mm-hmm. You go and see their window displays inside the Grand.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only 5-star hotel in Salt Lake. We've raved about it before, but look at what they do at Christmas. This is Songs of the Season, and they have all these window boxes. Let's go through them. Blue Christmas, Over the River and Through the Woods, All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth, Little Drummer Boy, You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, Marshmallow World, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Mele Kaliki Maka, I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas, Silver and Gold, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, and We Three Kings. That's 12 of them, right?
Yep.
That's 12. Yeah. There you go. It's just, it's the whole silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city.
Now, I will say I had never heard of Marshmallow World before. Of course, you had because you're the Christmas music guy.
Made famous by Dean Martin, who kind of sings it like he's drunk because that's what he did. Oh. It's a marshmallow world in the winter, where the snow comes and goes around.
Funny.
Kind of.
Yeah. But I will say, another thing about the Grand America that you can enjoy even if you don't stay there are how twinkly their lights are.
Yeah.
Now, we went to Temple Square and we took in the lights that happened this year. There weren't a ton of them.
Well, yeah, it's not going to be fully brilliant right until 2027.
Right.
And like we talked about, after their 6-month April to October, not grand opening, open house before the rededication.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But yeah, especially considering how much love and care goes into maintaining the temple and Temple Square and stuff, I was a little surprised that the Grand America had way, way, way better lights.
Whoa.
And I mean,
Carly.
I mean, here's the thing.
Blasphemy.
They do this thing, though, where they put two different sizes of lights on their trees, and it makes them look so twinkly and so Christmassy and so pretty.
Yeah, look at the courtyard.
Yeah.
It's just super cool.
Yeah, and you can like just walk in and enjoy that while you're looking at windows, too. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I thought it was a little weird at Temple Square, the servant and master lanterns.
Oh, yeah. Carly pointed these out.
Yeah. Well, and the weird thing is, they show up a couple of times around the courtyard, and they're always next to each other.
Does that mean something?
I mean,
is it a reference to the Depeche Mode song?
Right. So clearly, all of the lanterns were like the words in them were names that people have referred to God as.
Oh, okay.
You know? But I just thought it was really interesting that they made sure that those two were together so that, like, I don't know, you didn't get the wrong idea, I guess?
Also, shout out to City Creek Mall. Here's the columns, the temple with the scaffolding, the church office building, the Joseph Smith Memorial Building, all in one shot.
And how charming is it that they actually manufactured snow just for the little common area here because they wanted to make sure that it felt like Christmas, even though it was actually a really nice day.
Yeah, a guy running some bubble machines up there with just some really fine bubbles. Looked like snow softly falling.
Isn't that so funny?
Love their Christmas tree there, too. And of course, a shout out to, Psycho Bunny.
Oh, I love that store.
By the way, and I've always loved the cute little, just the subtle
yes.
little bunny on the classic cruise that they have, like I'm wearing now.
Right.
But also, like, they're doing the Ed Hardy thing where they put it on half the shirt.
I get it.
And so I'm like, okay, this brand is going to jump the shark soon. That's just my own feeling. Like, I liked the mm-hmm. subtlety about it.
The subtlety is nice. I agree.
Like, it's like a classic Izod with the alligator, only it's a bunny skull and crossbones.
I know. That is actually pretty cool. And it's just good quality.
They're quality shirts.
Yeah. Yeah. And they look good.
All right. Also, shout out to Tyson from Grease Monkey on his way to a jazz game with his wife.
Uh-huh.
But he saw us in Bohm.
Yeah, well, I was trying on tons and tons of dresses because that's what I do.
And he came up and said hi. And listen, we love mm-hmm. it when you do that. Thank you so much. I realized, oh, we're friends.
Right.
Messaged him. Said, hey, thanks for saying hi. Like, that made yeah. our night. Thank
but
you.
But also, how hilarious, too, that, like, you know, even going to the big city, it's still like you live in a small town.
Yeah.
You know, you might still run into a buddy.
Well, you're okay. Some of your family at Thanksgiving,
uh-huh.
we were talking about the temple
mm-hmm.
and how they grew up in Utah, and some of their family, like, if you went to the church just down the street from the temple, you could mm-hmm. get baptized in the temple instead.
Yes.
All you had uh-huh. to do was ask.
Basically, yeah.
Like, you know, I mean, it's just, yeah, it's still in some small ways.
Right.
A small little community here.
Right.
In the Mormon corridor.
Absolutely.
We also packed in a lot of other stuff, you know, when in Rome.
Right.
We went to the Museum of Illusions. Mm-hmm. That was cool.
Yeah, surprisingly cool. Like, I kind of thought it was going to be like an art museum where you just go through and look at pictures, but it's actually surprisingly interactive.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you have a 12-year-old curious boy or girl.
Yeah, totally. They really,
yeah, it was fun. Dave and Buster's.
Yeah, that was your first time doing that, huh?
That was my first time at a Dave and Buster's.
Yeah, sorry for making you sick with the Godzilla ride.
Oh, that VR Godzilla game was cool.
It was really cool.
But you made it up to me by giving me $1 so I could play Pac-Man for like an hour and a half.
Oh, that was fun, though. And you are so freaking good at Pac-Man.
I'm okay. I dabble. And then we went to Living Planet Aquarium.
Oh my gosh, what an amazing, magical experience. So they have this whole lantern festival going on right now. Mm-hmm. All of the lanterns are basically shaped to look like animals or other, you know, interesting things like that. Like, I know there are some nutcrackers and stuff, but they're all basically like made out of either very thin cloth or paper with lights on the inside, and they're so glowy, and some of them move, and apparently you can interact with some of them too. Like, there are pressure points that you can stand on and they'll do stuff.
Yeah, I'm super into eye candy.
Yeah.
And my head was on a swivel. I didn't know yeah. where to look next.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the Museum of Illusions, it mm-hmm. really is as cool as it looks on Instagram yeah. or TikTok.
Yeah, totally.
Can't oh oversell it.
You cannot. And the best part of it is that tickets are under $20. And not only do you get to go walk through this whole lantern festival, that's just beautiful. Take a camera with you. It's so worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You also get to go into the actual aquarium and look at all of the critters in there.
Otters, yes. Penguins. Oh,
and the otters were so sweet and playful. I love them so much.
Yeah.
And also, it's massive. You have to give yourself a ton of time. Like, I think we doled out, like, what, 3.5 hours for that?
Mm-hmm.
Give yourself, like, 4 or 5, because seriously, we had to skip a couple of things. 3 was about right
for me.
Well, that's true. That's true. It's kind of a lot to take in.
Yeah.
But, like, either remember that you have a lot to see or give yourself extra time, because there is a ton to do there, and it is huge.
And like you said, a great value, under $20 per ticket.
Yeah.
So that includes the aquarium
mm-hmm.
and
the like South America room that has like a bunch of reptiles. Yes.
There's an aquarium yeah. and there's also a terrarium, it
yes.
seems.
Yes. And the shark tunnel was so cool.
I guess they do shark yoga. Is that yes. what I saw
in there? Yeah. I'm guessing that you do yoga in the shark tunnel.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And the Lantern Festival goes through January 10th.
Yes. So you've got a while to go. Don't worry about, you know, yeah. scuttling down there as fast as you can. But do go, because it's so cool.
And remember, Salt Lake is always, what, 10 to 15 degrees warmer than mm-hmm. Idaho Falls?
Right.
So
still dress warm. I was definitely glad I was in my fur coat, because that right. thing is toasty.
Salt Lake City, or sorry, Utah, has unveiled the official name and logo for the 2034 Winter Olympics. What do we think of this?
Yeah, it's a little much.
It looks late 60s, early 70s sci-fi to me.
Okay, yeah, I could see that.
I'm trying to think, you know, not Logan's Run necessarily, but
it's sort of evocative of like something tribal to me.
Okay.
I don't really get it exactly, but it's a little hard to read.
It's a hell of a font. If you're just listening, you really ought to Google it.
Yeah.
Or remember, you can always watch our episodes on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I corrected myself from Salt Lake City. It says Utah,
mm-hmm.
four characters, 2034, four characters. So it's a nice little sort of square, but a lot of people are saying, hey, what do you mean Utah? It's not like we're having events in St. George for the Winter Olympics.
Right.
Call it Salt Lake City.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and also, okay, it's not super common for the Olympics to go back to a city they've already been to, right? How often would you say that happens?
Well, I think especially for the Winter Olympics, you know, only cities.
Your choices are kind of limited.
Yeah, limited number of cities in the Northern Hemisphere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, either way, kind of neat that it's coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it feels like it's pretty quickly coming back.
Well, let's see. 02 to 34. So that's still 32 years between.
Sure, but.
But I mean,
considering it only happens every 4 years.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, you know, it seems like 2034, that's 9 years away. Well, in a month, it's going to be 2026. So it's going to be 8 years. Like, it'll be here before you know it.
Yep. I know.
The names were revealed at the event in Salt Lake City International Airport 3,000 days until. The games. Also, I guess they can change it up until 2029. Is that correct?
Oh, wow.
Like up to 5 years before.
That makes sense.
So if the public backlash continues on these things, they might nervous money, change their mind at the last minute. Oh my God, you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, and on our Thanksgiving Live episode, if we can get serious here for a minute, we had talked about mentioning your neighbor's fundraiser.
Yes.
And I want to, we found out we can do that?
Yes. Yeah, I did get the okay from her. So basically, the nicest family ever lives right next door to me. They have two sweet little kids.
Yeah.
And also, she brings us the best baked goods. Caitlin is just one of the kindest, most sincere people that I know. And apparently, their daughter is going through this really awful medical issue right now. She's recently been diagnosed with, I'm going to read it because it's kind of a big one, morphia linear scleroderma. But basically what it means is that it affects all of her like soft tissues, her bones, her muscles, everything. And it's, sort of disintegrating her leg. It's stunting its growth and it looks like it's spreading to the other. The hardest thing with this is that it's such a rare disease that there are no experts in the area. They have to constantly travel down to Utah to get her taken care of. And understandably, it's been a huge financial burden. So if you are able to help, we do have her Venmo linked. Please help this family. It's such a good, direct way to make a difference in your actual community members' lives.
Link right here in this post.
Mm-hmm.
So having to go down to Salt Lake City means two things. One, it means taking a lot of unpaid time off work.
Right, exactly.
And two, suddenly having hundreds of dollars a month in hotel expenses when you used to have not unpaid time off, a full complete paycheck, and not hotel rooms. So it's sort of a double whammy.
Yes, exactly.
If you can help out at the holidays, everybody's got their hand out.
I know.
But I know I'm going to put in.
Yeah. Well, and also, I mean, these are direct people that you're giving it to. Mm-hmm. There's not going to be any money going to the organization or anything. It's going directly into the hands of someone who really would be grateful for it.
Absolutely. Okay, let's end with this. Before we get to what's coming up, Carly, we just celebrated National Pickle Day with Jimmy John's Pickle Witches.
We did.
Y'all ain't gonna believe this shit. Okay, and here's what's even funnier. We talked about the inappropriate or offensive Grinch ornaments.
Yes.
In the same breath as National Pickle Week.
We did. That's true, huh?
We talked about maybe how the Grinch was hollowing the pickles out himself personally.
I forgot about that. That's a good joke.
Did you forget about that?
That's a good one.
Well, Carly, the Grinch is into pickles, apparently.
Oh, yeah? Maybe he used all those the cores of the pickles that he hollowed out for this. Mm-hmm.
Here's what McDonald's website says. The Grinch is taking over with a plan so keen. McDonald's USA will serve the most mischievous fries you've ever seen.
Whoa.
Dill Pickle McShaker fries arrive with tangy zest. Order the Grinch meal December 2nd. Put your taste buds to the test.
That sounds so freaking good.
So two things to do tomorrow. Vote.
Yes.
And go get your...
Yeah, okay. Reward yourself with some pickle fries.
Yeah, okay. So they're McShaker fries available for the first time ever, and it comes with Grinch salt.
Oh, I love it.
Tangy
love
dill it. Pickle seasoning. You shake it into the bag for a bold twist on the world-famous McDonald's fries, and you get it in a meal with a Big Mac or 10-piece chicken nuggets.
Oh. That sounds so good. I wonder if you can get extra McShaker stuff so you can make your chicken nuggets pickle.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's what I want. That sounds so good.
Like, you know how Chick-fil-A puts a pickle on their chicken sandwiches?
Yeah, yeah.
Pickle and chicken?
I know. Yeah, chickle. I love some chickle.
Chicken.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway, that sounds so good. And also... the little socks that the meals come with are so cute.
Thank you for mentioning that. Yeah. Four unhinged colors and can be even be used as an impromptu stocking, just like Mount Crumpet's finest.
Oh, funny. I love that.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, we're definitely going to go reward ourselves for voting with some McDonald's.
Yeah. I'm going to be wearing my I voted sticker and my Grinch socks.
I love it.
I'm sorry, my McGrinch socks.
Yes, right, right. Now, here's the thing. I really hope that they find a way to make this keep happening, you know, like rebrand it. So, like, I kind of hope they start doing, like, McShaker fries in a bunch of different flavors that you can just order, like, sauce.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Oh, that'd be hot.
That'd be hot.
Sort of like the B-dubs. Dry rub
on
certain, like you get with your dry wings.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah, or the...
Salt and Vinny.
Or I was going to say the Red Robin seasoning.
Oh, hell yeah.
On their fries. Oh,
I got so some good. Of that at home.
I know, because it freaking rules.
Well, let's wrap it up with what's coming up, starting with this Saturday. It's finally here, International Children's Day. Mm-hmm. Also the day of the Christmas Box Angel Vigil with the Hale family.
Right.
That I talk about highly and often. Mm-hmm. And we'll see you there 6 o'clock for the Christmas Box Angel Vigil. If you or someone you know has lost a child, it's a touching, healing experience. Bring a coat, dress warmly so you're not, you know, shivering the whole time. Bring a candle, bring a flower. You'll say the child's name, you'll honor them. It's just, it chokes me up every time. And that's happening this Saturday night, Fielding Memorial Cemetery.
Correct.
There's a Facebook group for that.
Right, right. And on a lighter note, the next day, Sunday, from noon to 6 p.m., the Yule Market by Mystic Misfits is going to be going on at the Holiday Inn and Suites. They're going to have crystals, candles, art, and magic, all kinds of fun stuff. I've been to a few of their markets, and they are very, very fun. 35 local vendors and artists. Plus, we have a couple of nutcrackers coming up this weekend. We've got one at the Frontier Center and one at the Colonial. So really, we're just spoiled for choice.
I think Frontier Center is this weekend and then Colonial is next weekend.
Oh, yep. Correct. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
And then next Friday, we've got the Snake River Radio Players presenting It's a Wonderful Life. So super cute. It's a live radio play production. It's going to be at the Trinity United Methodist Church. Donations are accepted for the Trinity Homeless Outreach Program, which is a really great program and helps a lot of people.
I was a part of this at one time. It really is. First of all, Trinity United is an amazing church.
Oh,
that's the
beautiful.
One by the Museum of Idaho with the giant pipe organ inside.
Mm-hmm.
And they put it on like it's an old time radio play. You do kind of feel transported back in time.
You do. You do. And it's just so cozy and it's so seasonally festive.
It absolutely is. Well, that's our show. Go get 'em, Tiger.
And be kind to critters.
IFAF